Hachette Audio presents Coach, edited by Andrew Blauner. Read by Brian Troxell, Mark Cabus, Marianne Frowlow, Susan Larkin, and Robin Bloodworth.
Forward by Bill Bradley. Leadership means getting people to think, believe, see, and do what they might not have without you. It means possessing the vision to set the right goal and the decisiveness to pursue it single-mindedly. It means being aware of the fears and anxieties felt by those you lead, even as you urge them to overcome those fears. A great coach embodies these qualities and transforms them into a force that can affect powerful changes in those they lead. My high school coach, the only man who would ever be the coach to me, was like a monk, withdrawn personally and unsociable in town circles, unreachable by the power of the company, the church, the bank, or the mayor, rigid with discipline and sparse with compliments, inspiring to boys like me, cruel to those unprepared or unwilling. Never did he confuse his roles. He was not the college counselor, family advisor, tutor, athletic businessman, or budding politician. He aspired only to be the coach. It was a calling. If in my years as a New York Knick, there would be thousands of words written about passing and teamwork and hitting the open man, it would not be new. It would be the coach's game, which by age 17 was second nature to me. The really great coaches engage their players in a quest to be the best. Some bark their orders. Others are more like machines with a clipboard full of practice.